Okay, welcome back everyone. For today's deep dive, we're getting into something called VIPTIO.
That's VIPTIO.
Right, and it's pronounced VIPTIO.
Exactly, VIPT.O for the phonetics fans out there.
So, what is VIPTIO, the name itself? Very important, people transforming information online. It sounds quite ambitious.
It is, yeah. Think of it as a platform, really a toolkit designed to help brands, businesses, creators,
influencers,
anyone looking to build a presence.
A global presence specifically. That seems to be the key focus.
Okay, so unpacking this a bit based on our sources.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the core mission here is empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Giving users control over their own story, their narrative, and crucially, helping them grow beyond their borders across cultures.
And finding ways to monetize that authentically. The sources mention users getting their own multilingual streaming channels.
That part really stood out. And this idea that, you know, with all the content noise online, real connection is becoming, well, the new currency. That's a great way to summarize it. It's not just about being seen anymore. It's about being felt, about connecting. VIPTIO seems positioned as the first platform really offering brands that specific tool, their own streaming channel that works in multiple languages.
Which feels like a significant offering.
Yeah.
So I guess our mission today is to really understand why. Why do the sources argue that every brand essentially needs its own streaming channel now?
And not just a channel, but one with a smart product placement strategy.
Especially, yeah, considering VIPTIO's whole multilingual angle.
Okay, so let's tackle that head on. Why bother with your own channel? The biggest thing coming through in the material is control.
Control, right.
Absolute control over your content, your branding, how you actually talk with your audience, not just at them.
Which is, let's be honest, a world away from social media platforms.
Totally. You escape that, what did the sources call it? Algorithmic chaos.
Yeah, that constant worry about your stuff getting throttled or buried, or worse, your account getting banned. You're playing in someone else's sandbox.
Exactly. And the rules can change overnight. So what does having that control actually do for a brand strategically?
Well, it seems like it builds a more stable foundation. You're not reliant on shifting sands.
Precisely. It's about long-term brand building, sustainability, plus you get huge customization potential.
How so?
You can design the user interface, how content is delivered. Everything can reflect your brand. And importantly, make it more accessible.
Okay, and then there's the money side. The sources talk about revenue diversification.
Big time. Owning the platform means you're not forced into just one model. You can do subscriptions, pay-per-view, targeted ads.
And you keep the revenue, or at least you're not automatically sharing a huge chunk like on other platforms.
Right. That's a major draw. And link that to audience insights.
Data.
Yeah, you get direct access to user data, analytics. You see what people are actually watching, how they behave.
Which must be incredibly valuable for figuring out what works for marketing.
Invaluable. It's a direct feedback loop you just don't get in the same way elsewhere.
The sources also mentioned security and compliance. That seems important, especially for bigger brands.
Definitely. Managing content rights, security protocols, making sure you're following rules in different regions. It's much easier when it's your own infrastructure.
Okay.
And tying it all together is that global reach. A dedicated platform, especially one like VIPTIO, built for multiple languages, lets you connect internationally right from the start, authentically.
Which leads nicely into this idea of building a real community, not just racking up followers.
Exactly. The sources suggest a dedicated channel lets you forge deeper bonds because you can tailor things.
Tailor how?
Culturally. Think about time zones, local values. The examples were quite good, like a local coffee shop doing barista tutorials specifically for their audience in, say, Japan.
Or that fitness influencer adapting live workouts for different cultural views on exercise or modesty.
Right. It shows respect. It shows you understand them. How does that build stronger ties, though?
Well, the argument is that this kind of personalization builds trust, real loyalty.
When people feel seen and understood in their own language, their own context, it's a much stickier connection than a generic broadcast.
Yeah, that makes sense. It builds brand equity globally, but in a more human way.
Mm-hmm. And it loops back to owning your platform, controlling your story.
Taking back the reins from the social media gatekeepers, as the sources put it.
Yeah. Remember that sustainable fashion brand example?
Oh, yeah. Streaming the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Exactly. Showing the ethical sourcing, maybe live tours, and then embedding product info right there in multiple languages, seamlessly.
Which is a totally different feel from just posting a picture.
Yeah.
It brings us to that smart product placement idea.
Right. It's positioned as the alternative to disruptive ads that everyone just skips anyway.
Viewers are smart. They hate being interrupted by blatant selling.
Totally. VIPTIO's approach, as described, seems to be about weaving mentions naturally into the flow.
Like that travel influencer example.
Yeah, showing local products in Morocco, maybe a quick sponsor shout out or a little pop-up link for those interested.
But it fits the context. It adds to the story, potentially.
The key seems to be cultural relevance and audience clarity. It doesn't feel forced. So what's the principle there? Why does that work better?
Integration, I think. Relevance. The product feels like it belongs in that content. It's not jarring.
It builds trust, makes people more receptive. It's not an attack on their attention span.
Okay, so that ties into the global expansion piece.
Yeah.
It has to feel authentic.
Absolutely. The sources were really clear. Just translating word for word doesn't cut it. It often feels off.
Global audiences want stuff that feels like it was made with them in mind.
And that's where VIPTIO's AI multilingual tools apparently come in strong.
It's not just translation, right?
No, it's adapting tone, visuals, subtitles, the whole feel for different regions, making sure it lands culturally, not just linguistically.
The scale is pretty impressive too, over 140 spoken languages.
And over 150 written. It's about getting those nuances right, humor, etiquette, cultural references, so it's understood and loved.
Reaching hearts and markets, as one source put it. That AI adaptation seems key for genuine connection.
It goes beyond just words on a screen. It's about empathy, understanding.
So pulling it all together, VIPTIO emerges from the sources as this potential enabler.
Yeah, a platform designed for exactly this. Multilingual content, strategic, subtle product placement. It seems built to address the headaches.
Making it easier to launch your own channel, bypass those algorithms.
Connect directly in all those languages, over 140 of them.
So the offering is basically custom streaming channels plus placement services.
Yeah, all geared towards global brand building through content that actually resonates across cultures. Their taglines capture it pretty well.
Where your story matters.
And your voice, your platform, every language.
Okay, so summarizing the key takeaways for everyone listening. Owning a dedicated multilingual streaming channel seems to offer major advantages. We're talking control, real community building, authentic global reach, and smarter product placement.
And VIPTIO is presented as a platform designed to help achieve that.
It's been a fascinating look into this. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. In a world that's getting more connected every day, how could owning your own multilingual platform change how you communicate, how you build relationships globally?
What stories could you tell then? Reaching people directly, in their language, on your terms, definitely food for thought.